Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Happy Friday!
There you are. Lou, we're doing this live at the Sovereign because the Bears have a Saturday game versus the Lions.
Woohoo!
Lou, what do you think of those Detroit Lions?
I don't think about the Detroit Lions at all. The scoring juggernaut of the Chicago Bears will roll over them like they did Cincinnati.
I think the Lions are finding the Bears at the wrong time of the year. So Matthew Stafford, take note. So Saturday, are you going to do a big table of meat thing or nothing? Or
you'll have to show up for a cold beer to find out what's going to be here on Saturday, as always.
As always. So Saturday game instead of Sunday game.
3:30.
3:30. Be there. Lou, I know you hate this segment, but the pickers of the week. The pickers of the week. Do you have, out of our vast number of Lou's Sunday NFL pickers, a person of the week?
Yes, I do.
And that is?
It would be shot to the head.
Shot to the head. The mysterious number of characters that Lou brings in at the end of the year trying to disrupt the Dickman division, and one of them is shot to the head. We'll never know who he is, but at least I'll have a good graphic to put down.
Yes, you will. And then once you find out, once you come here, you will realize you have known Shot to the Head for quite a long time.
Very good.
That's your hint.
My picker of the week, Lou, is the great Allentown, Greg Potta.
Dunce, 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 dunce.
Yes, he is. He's been a dunce a couple of times this year. Not a good year for Mr. the former champion, the first champion of Lou's Sunday NFL picks.
Dunce, 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 dunce.
All right, Lou, we come to that time of year. Every year the Lou Dickman players get together to do a little Christmas play. That's right. And this year, Lou, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas. Go for it.
Oh, good grief. I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I was supposed to feel. I don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Brownest. Like the brownies.
Nobody sent me a Christmas card today.
Oh.
I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
Later, Charlie Brown visits Lucy, the psychiatrist. May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Now, wait a minute. Before we begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please. Boy, what a sound. I love hearing that sound of the old money clink. The beautiful sound of cold hard cash. This beautiful, beautiful nickel, nickel, nickel. The beautiful sound of a blinking nickel.
All right, now, what seems to be your problem?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact you realize you need help indicates that you're not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If you find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypogliphophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have allurophobia.
Well, Sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. That's the fear of the ocean. Or gynophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia, Lou, Charlie?
What's pantophobia?
That's the fear of everything!
That's it! Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play? Later, Charlie Brown and Linus go to purchase a Christmas tree for the play.
Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
Gee, do you think they make wooden Christmas trees?
The little one green here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit. I'm doing one voice for all three characters.
I don't care, but but you had a great ability to go from Ruth Buzzy to Margaret Thatcher during your Lucy interlude there. But anyway, on back to the script. I guess you're right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone that knows what Christmas is all about?
Wow, you did skip along, but that's all right. Linus quotes the Bible, and Charlie Brown is filled with the Christmas spirit. He takes his little tree home.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree, I'll decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our play.
Charlie Brown places an ornament on the tree and it falls flat.
I've killed it. Everything I touch gets ruined.
The Peanuts gang steps in and circles the tree and miraculously transforms it into a spectacular Christmas decoration. This is Linus. I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not really bad anyway. Maybe it just needs a little love. Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
What's going on here? Linus, your voice just changed.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Merry Christmas, Linus!
The Lou Dickman Players and their annual holiday overview of Charlie Brown Christmas. You did a great job as usual, Lou.
Outstanding!
Finally, Lou, your question of the week. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'll be at 6202 North Broadway Corp. From noon to 7.
All right.
It should be a good one.
Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
Merry Christmas. This is a Kamesh inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Acting Class. When you need elocution lessons, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou elocute you. Happy holidays.